From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth? You should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of. You.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
From the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida, on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico, this is the radio program Spectrum 364, Monday, the 3rd of March, 2014. I'm your host, Mark Skogman. Welcome. On Spectrum 360 in this edition, this program tonight is going to be rather varied. We have a variety of segments for you. We have a short speech by Florida State Representative Dwight Dudley on this last Saturday, which was 1 March 2014. Greenpeace and the Sierra Club held a clean energy rally in downtown St. Petersburg, right across from Williams Park on 3rd Street North, at the corner right by the front door of the Duke Energy Building. And Dwight Dudley spoke. He spoke about clean energy and the current status of the advanced cost recovery fee and the bill to repeal it that's going to be in the state legislature. Also, we had a good speech by Dr. Lynn Ringenberg. She's the chapter president of Physicians for Social Responsibility and had many things to say about the health of the population as it relates to pollution coming from energy companies, etc. Very interesting. Also, we have a short segment from Democracy Now! Today about the event that happened yesterday, which was Sunday, 2 March 2014, at the White House, where there were many student and young activists, young environmentalists that conducted a protest at the White House itself in opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. We'll cover that. And we're going to have some music, some of it fun, some of it comedic, and some of it not. Also, we're going to have a brief review, and we're going to play the audio of the preview for the great environmental film GMO OMG, which I saw. It is excellent. Also, in the second half of the program, we're going to have more short speeches from the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign rally in Tallahassee, Florida, that was held at the state capitol on Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2014. You heard segments of speeches from that rally on last week's program. I promised more in this program, and we are going to have those for you as well. Further speeches from the, once again, the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign rally. And that'll do it for the program. We're going to start with a segment which is going to be a live interview, live via telephone, with associate producer Terry Weeks. She's not in the studio tonight. She's not co-host. She's just calling in to talk about a specific subject, and then we'll move on to more segments. So without further ado, let's go right to Terry. Terry, are you on the line?
Hello.
Terry, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Very good.
Okay, good.
Okay, excellent. Well, welcome back to the program. Once again, for you people that don't know or may not listen to Spectrum 360 regularly, Terry Weeks is a co-producer of this program, an associate producer, rather, and sometimes co-host in the studio on occasion when it is warranted and when it's needed and when she feels like it. Now, Terry, the Florida legislative session for 2014 starts tomorrow. I understand that Awake the State is organizing a rally for tomorrow to recognize that the state legislature is going into session and just to support the progressive agenda and the agenda of the Awake the State people on a statewide basis, and then also Awake Pinellas on a countywide basis, and also around the Tampa Bay area. What information do you have on that? That is happening tomorrow at 4 p.m., is that correct? In Centennial Park in Ybor City, is that correct?
Yeah, let me give you, that is correct. I want to give you just people a little background of what Awake the State is. It's really a grassroots movement of everyday Floridians that sprung up in response to the election of Rick Scott and the current Florida legislature and their extreme anti-Florida or an anti-middle-class agenda. And every year, on the first day of the legislative session, there have been rallies throughout the state. There will be rallies throughout the state again this year, posing this anti-middle-class agenda and this extremism and promoting other values. It's a coalition of all kinds of people, everyday Floridians, environmentalists, educators, healthcare professionals, police, firefighters, labor unions, all kinds of people joining together to rise up and say, we want our state back.
Wow.
That works for everybody.
That was a great description. Thank you for that description. Yes, and in interest of full disclosure, I have a full disclosure notification. I am a member of Awake Pinellas.
As am I.
And so is Terry Weeks, and we have been active with that organization since its inception, actually. We both attended the very first Awake the State rally in the Tampa Bay area and have been active in various ways at various times since that time. So just in interest of full disclosure, I want to disclose that we actually are involved in this organization. That's one of the reasons I wanted to cover it, is because I know what this organization does, and we're doing good work through this organization, and I'm excited about the rally tomorrow that's going to bring attention to the Awake the State agenda, and also the fact that the Florida legislature is back in session, and we want them to be paying attention to what our agenda is and serving the people.
To the people and not the moneyed special interests that they seem to have been serving. And I'm really particularly excited about this year's rally. It's going to be really special. Usually we have done one here in Pinellas County, and then we've done one separately in Tampa. This year we have joined together the whole Tampa Bay region. Tampa, Pinellas County, and Pasco are all going to be joining together in Tampa at Centennial Park in Ybor City. And that's at 1800 East 8th Avenue in Ybor City from 4 to 7 p.m. It's going to be a big rally with some great speakers and music, and it's going to be awesome.
Yes, that should be good. I'm really glad that you came on the program to talk about it, because I did want to remind people that tomorrow, 4 p.m. Centennial Park in Ybor City, there will be the Wake the State rally. Terry, thanks so much for calling in, and thank you so much for all the work you do on Spectrum 360 as associate producer. I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. I'll see you when you get home.
Yes, when I get, excuse me.
Done with the show.
And I get out of the studio, we'll see what happens then.
Okay, thank you so much for your first supporting this rally. It's going to be a great event.
You are welcome. I will definitely be there.
And everyone else should be there too.
Yes, I agree. Everyone else should be there, too. Okay, on to the next segment. Two Saturdays ago, I went to Eckerd College to attend the Eckerd College Environmental Film Festival. Now, that was pretty good. There was a lot of great films at this film festival. And it lasts for approximately a week. I believe it's 8 days or 10 days. 8 to 10 days. And two Saturdays ago, I went to the Miller Auditorium and saw the film, the environmental film, GMO-OMG. Yes, that is a play on words. GMO-OMG. Jeremy Seifert is the producer and director of that film. And GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. And, of course, OMG is GMO backwards. And I believe that stands for oh my gosh. So it's GMO OMG. The film was excellent. It's approximately an hour and a half. And what the director does is he takes his entire family, his wife and his three children, and they get in their van and they go out into the country to try to find out what genetically modified organisms are, how they are affecting us, the population, what you know, to what extent are they in our food, what are the dangers, what are the benefits, and just educating the public more on what GMOs are, and then their place in the food supply, and then just a perspective of agriculture and providing food for the country that's safe and nutritious. And it's a very good film. It's excellent. And I have the trailer here. This is the audio soundtrack of the trailer to play for you so that you can get a sense of yourself, for yourself, of what the film is like. This is GMO OMG.
When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief.
Yeah, I'm in search of food that's not genetically modified. It's kind of a quest I'm on.
And I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light.
I need to sit down and tell you about how angry I get when they say they're going to feed the world.
For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
The corn we see growing around here is actually registered as a pesticide, but it's also a food?
Well, that's debatable.
Is there a pretty good likelihood that I'll get an interview with someone at Monsanto? Or? She said, you need to leave right now.
And I think there's something extremely wrong when a government becomes captive to one industry.
Anything that's too big to fail is too big.
Monsanto threatened to sue the state.
If there's nothing to hide, then disclose it.
People have a right to know what they're putting in their bodies.
If it's not organic, it is genetically modified feed.
I don't even know what that is.
What the hell is that?
What is it? What are they?
Tell the truth. Reveal.
GMO. What's that?
Genetically modified organism.
Oh.
It's...
So there you have it. That is the soundtrack of the preview for the film GMO OMG. I highly recommend it. It's excellent and a lot of good information in it. And it wasn't just strictly about GMOs, but it's about their GMOs' place in agriculture in the United States and whether they should be allowed at all. A lot of information that was very good in that program. Okay, on to the next segment. Again, this last Saturday, which is 1 March 2014, Greenpeace and the Sierra Club sponsored a clean energy rally right in front of the doors of the Duke Energy Building in downtown St. Petersburg. That's on 3rd Street North, right across from Williams Park. And these are comments by Florida State Representative Dwight Dudley, who's also running for a second term in office. And he is working a lot on energy issues. And here are his comments from this last Saturday.
So today in the state of Florida, as crazy as it sounds, if you have panels on your roof and you have a garage apartment on the same property that you own, You can't sell the power from your panels to your tenant on your property. That is a ridiculous law. That is a horrible policy for the people of the state of Florida. We want to change energy policy in the state of Florida, and that's what we're going to do. The referendums that we have are to repeal the utility tax that we're paying into. You see, over in FBL land, that now they have excessive wear on their steam generator cooling tubes. And who knows what's going to happen with that, but it's going to be on the people to pay for that. And that costs billions of dollars, folks. It's a taxing authority that we want to revoke. It's a wrong policy. It pushes large-scale utility projects that don't benefit the people. It's the caviar of power generation. Well, Duke is saying they want to retrofit this coal plant, use quote-unquote cleaner burning coal. We don't believe it.
That's a dirty lie.
We don't believe it. We know that the health care costs associated with the toxins that coal produces are horrible for the people. We know that our fish are ever, you know, increasing amount, ever increasing amounts of mercury in the water, and we're being restricted from the amount of fish that we can eat, taken from our Gulf and our bays and streams. Coal is dirty. It is not the answer. And we firmly believe that come after the 2 years that they say they just want to do it as a stopgap measure, that they'll ask for more, that they'll extend it, that there'll be excuses and reasons to continue to burn dirty fuels. And we're not going to stand for it. So thank you for being here today. Thank you to Greenpeace for organizing today. And let's join together. It's about us. It's about we, not me. It's working together. It's having the vision and put the work to the vision that we have to create a better Florida, a new Florida. Let's put our money where our mouths are and preserve this gem, this paradise that we have that we call Florida. Thank you so much for coming out today. And sign the petitions when you see them and help get your neighbors and friends to sign them. We'll have about 22 months to sign them, to repeal the utility tax, to deregulate renewable power, and make us a better state. Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you. Got a
petition right here to sign. Anybody not signing it?
Okay, and next who spoke is Dr. Lynn Ringenberg. She's the chapter president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, Florida.
Anyway, delighted to be here. For those that don't know me, I've practiced medicine for over 30 years in Tampa Bay. And I have seen firsthand of our children's health, a pediatrician. And you look at these wonderful children here, and that's why I'm doing this, for your kids and your grandkids. I have seen worsening asthma. I've seen asthma in younger and younger children and babies. I've seen kids, instead of on one medication, on three and four medications. I've seen worsening behavioral issues, developmental issues, autism. All of these related partially to environmental issues. So we started the chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility in Florida in 2012. It's a national organization. It's the largest nonprofit that's led by physicians, but it's not just physicians. This white coat I wear to symbolize that. We are physicians and healthcare providers speaking out against the gravest threats to human health and survival. And we feel there are two main issues: nuclear weapons, war and radiation, climate change / fracking, which I know you all are aware of what's going on in Florida. Tallahassee. Our mantra is to prevent what can't be cured. We can't, the medical profession can't cure a person who's been exposed to heavy doses of radiation. There is no cure. The medical profession...
There's no cure.
The medical profession cannot cure... Cannot cure a baby's brain that's been exposed to mercury. Okay? So these are the things that we work for. And you're all aware of the massive amount of CO2 emissions from coal-fired power plants. But there is a slew of toxic air pollutants that damage our health and the environment, and especially that of our children and minority populations. You don't see power plants built by gated communities. Our children are more sensitive because they are outside more than adults are. They're lower to the ground where the pollutants settle, and they breathe faster than us, and their lungs are still developing. Even when they're children, their lungs are still developing, so they're more sensitive to the toxins that surround them. So coal has a devastating impact on our human bodies, and especially pulmonary, cardiovascular, and nervous systems. Some newer reports have shown that up to 60,000 premature deaths a year from the effects of coal-fired power plants. And many things are exacerbated. Asthma, COPD, chronic lung disease. Some of you here have asthma. Your children may have asthma. You know what it's like not to breathe. Also, reports, recent reports show that burning coal, you have coal ash. Coal ash contains the most deadly toxic heavy metals on the planet Earth. Things like mercury, lead, cadmium. Most of you are aware of these things. They damage our hearts, our nervous system, our kidneys, causes reproductive problems and birth defects. And coal ash can blow in the air. It can leak from lined beds, lined ponds that aren't monitored, and it can leak to unlined. A lot of ponds aren't lined. And this gets into the water system and into the air. Our garbage is better regulated than coal ash. That's really sad. And on the third anniversary of Fukushima coming up, 3/11, we need to continue to hold the Japanese people in our hearts, in our prayers, in our thoughts, because they are still suffering. And the information isn't getting out of Japan as well as it should be. Many of the children in the area of the Fukushima disaster are developing thyroid disease. And when I say many, I mean thousands of children. And many of those are developing cancer of the thyroid. And this will only worsen over time. This isn't going to get better anytime soon, probably not in my lifetime. Their health, their food, their land, their proud farming tradition has all been lost and will never be the same. So we're glad Duke shut down the Crystal River plant.
Oh, yeah.
Forever, right? And we're glad, we think, they're not going to build Levy. We're pretty sure. We hope, we pray. And that we build no more nuclear power plants in the state of Florida. But we have nuclear waste. That's a target for a spontaneous fire. It's a target for terrorism. It needs our attention over there. It needs to be put on what we call HOS, hardened on-site storage. And that needs to be done. And Duke needs to pay for that and not have us pay for it.
Yeah! Woo!
Oh, my money back.
Now we need to get them to close down those dirty coal plants over there by 2016, if not sooner, and take care of the coal ash waste and not sell it to construction folks that then grind it up into gravel and spread it on our playgrounds and our roads, and the toxins still, you know, get into our water. So I think together we can build a healthier energy future, a future for our families and our children. because that's what it's about. Not driven by dirty fossil fuels, but by conservation, efficiency, truly clean, renewable energy sources like wind and solar. Together, we can do this. Right. Thank you.
And there you have it. That's comments by Dr. Lynn Ringenberg. She's the chapter president of Physicians for Social Responsibility. And here's a little bit of music with some social commentary about the state of the media. There you go. Social commentary by Frank Zappa. Now, remember to listen to the Spectrum 360 podcast anytime online. Go to www.tantalk1340.com. Click on podcast. Click on Spectrum 360. I'm going to take a break for 5 minutes for network news and commercial messages. More Spectrum 360 at the side of the break.
Maybe owed some money. After 911 and 411, call 541. That's 727-541-1741. Call Gulfstream Motorsports for a diminished value report. Due to my 28 years experience in the auto salvage business, I'm very good with wrecks. So if your car's been involved in a wreck, call me for a diminished value report. Call 727-541-1741. You may be owed some money for the lost value of your repaired vehicle. And visit us at GulfstreamMotorsports.com.
LA Fitness. Exercise your options and join now. With more than 20 locations in Tampa Bay, LA Fitness lets you exercise your options at nearby locations. Stop by and see all the amenities they offer, including state-of-the-art equipment, free weight center, swimming pool, sauna, spa, aqua fitness, group fitness classes, cycling, yoga, kickbox cardio, indoor basketball, racquetball, leagues, personal training, kids club, babysitting, and more. Extra charge for some amenities. Feel great with a healthy workout at LA Fitness Sports Clubs. Call 1-800-LA-FITNESS. Whether you give 20 minutes or 60 minutes, you'll love the way you feel at LA Fitness. Great amenities, great results. Feel great with a healthy workout at LA Fitness Sports Clubs. Come in or call 1-800-LA-FITNESS. Visit us online at lafitness.com. We're talking to Donato. He's the owner and operator of Cafe Milano, an authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant. What do you mean when you say you have authentic Italian food?
Authentic because I learned all the simplicity, the authenticity of simple but powerful flavor. And it's authentic because we use only the ingredient imported from Italy. We are opening 11 o'clock in the morning till 11 at night, Monday till Saturday, and Sunday we open 12 to 10 o'clock at night.
And you have beer and wine.
Beer and wine, beautiful imported Italian beer, Peroni, white wine, Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, or the traditional red, which are the Merlot, Montepulciano, Chianti, and Pinot Noir.
I can't recommend it highly enough. It's Cafe Milano, located at 105 North Fort Harrison in Clearwater, Florida. Phone number 305-519-6910. Mention Tantalk Radio Network and get free ice cream. Thank you, Donato.
Grazie.
Hey, this is Artie Fletcher from the Artie Fletcher Show. You know I always give you good advice, so I want to give you more. Come visit Cooper's Automotive Repair, conveniently located at 1603 North Hercules Ave in Clearwater. We are family-owned and operated since 1996. We offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty on all repairs. Our services include, but not limited to, air conditioning and heating, brakes, shocks, struts, front and suspension work, alternators, batteries, oil changes, tires, engines, transmissions, and general maintenance services. We do it all, baby. Buy three shocks or struts and get the fourth free. 1995 oil change up to five quarts of 5W30 synthetic blend plus tax disposal fee. Same as cash, 6 months financing with approved credit. The place where sick car and trucks come for recuperation and healthy cars come to stay that way. Visit our website, www.coopersar.com, or call us at 727-443-7922.
For all your home repair needs, call Ed's Handyman Services at 727-224-8681. For example, toilets, faucet, door locks, and much, much more. Impeccable quality work and reliable real-time service at an astonishing affordable price. Ed provides a clean, safe work environment from start to finish. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Ed guarantees all his work. So call Ed now at 727-224-8681.
U Store and Lock, located at 18946 US 19 in Clearwater, next to the Audi store, is offering a safe and secure storage facility. They also provide electronic gate, free pest control, packing supplies, copy and fax service. Call them at 531-4040. That's 531-4040. Call them now. U Store and Lock offers 3 months free to new customers. That's right, a special 3 months free for new customers. 531-4040 for U Store and Lock on US 19.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 3rd of March, 2014. I'm your host, Mark Skogman. Welcome back from the break. Remember, you can listen to the Spectrum 360 podcast anytime online. To access the podcast, go to www.tantalk1340.com. That's TANTALK1340.com. Click on podcasts. Click on Spectrum 360. There are after this evening's program, after this program that we're on right now finishes, we're going to have 27 programs there for you to listen to. Each and every one is a good program. We work very hard to bring you an excellent Spectrum 360 every week. Also, remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search for Spectrum 360 radio program, click on the like button. We like the likes, strangely enough. Okay. As I promised on last week's program, we're going to have more short speeches from the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign Rally in Tallahassee, Florida, Florida. That was at the state capitol on Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2014. Here are some more speeches and music mixed in to make it enjoyable. Listen.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. The poison floating out to sea now threatens life on land.
Sarah DeFlesco is the Florida Program Coordinator at Clean Water Action. She directs Clean Water Action's Water Quality Protection and Everglades Restoration Programs. She's proud to be a member of the planning committee of the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign. Sarah is a Florida attorney and an alumna of the University of Miami School of Law. Sarah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Sarah DeFlesco from Clean Water Action, and we support the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign. I am here to declare that the people of Florida have an inalienable right to clean drinking water, whether that water comes from public sources or private wells. We want clean water now. For politicians to mortgage our children's future and let polluters dirty up our drinking water. We demand our elected officials do their job and keep our drinking water safe. We demand our officials do what they were brought here to do and take action to protect our drinking water supply. We want clean water. We must work together like a team of baseball players. Let's all play in the game to win and get clean drinking water here in Florida today. Today, we are telling our elected officials not to be free agents and to stop catering to the highest bidder and the biggest polluters. We demand clean water now. We demand that our elected officials step up to the plate and do something about the water pollution problems in Florida. We are tired of politics. We are tired of being paid lip service by politicians. We demand politicians do their job. We demand clean water in Florida. To do this, we demand three things to bring clean drinking water to Florida, and our elected officials better not strike out. First, we demand our elected officials make polluters pay their fair share. Industries must pay the true cost of polluting our drinking water. Second, we demand our elected officials respect local ordinances that prevent pollution. The state should step aside if it won't pass or enforce strong state fertilizer and pollution prevention laws. Off of the ground and out of our drinking water. Third, we demand our elected officials fund projects to bring water back to the Everglades. A third of Floridians get their water from the Everglades, and our politicians better not stop the flow to our drinking water. So this is our bench that we will be judging our elected officials on. If they don't do these three things, 1, make polluters pay, 2, respect local pollution prevention ordinances, and 3, bring back water to the Everglades, well then they should go home. We want clean water.
We want clean water.
Now, we too must play our part. We must be diligent, we must network, and expand our bench. We all must step up to the plate, go into the Capitol, and tell our elected officials to do their job. And when we get there, what will we say? We want clean water! Thank you.
Clean water now!
Clean water now! Clean water now! Clean water now!
description for the next speaker, and I told you I did not write this. I did not write this. John Moran is a nature photographer who only wants to shoot pretty pictures of Florida. Who not only, it says, who only wants to shoot pretty pictures of Florida, but as he says, reality keeps getting in the way. Blending the truth and beauty with the dirty truth, his work is a deep meditation on water and Florida's future. Those who know John Moran know that there's a lot bigger bio that goes with this than that statement. Such a recognized photographer in the state of Florida for his beautiful, brilliant work. Sometimes someone communicates more with the camera than with the spoken word or the written word. But John Moran has the great talent of being able to do all three. And here it's our pleasure to introduce John Moran to speak to you today at our Clean Water Rally. John Moran.
Hello, Tallahassee. Yeah. It's another beautiful day to be alive here in Florida. Yes, it is. The people of Florida, the state government, and the industries that benefit from Florida's natural resources have the responsibility to protect the natural environment, which is critical to the health of Florida's people, wildlife, and economy. We join today on the Capitol steps to reflect on water and Florida's future. And from where we stand, this is what we see. We see that the mightiest river in Florida is the river of denial that courses through the hearts and minds of those to whom we have entrusted the reins of power here. For decades, we have seen our precious waters trending south. And for decades, we have heard the litany of delay and denial. First, it was, we don't have a problem here. And then, well, we can't afford to fix this. And now we're told that we need more studies so that sound science can point the way. We know that clean and abundant water lies at the heart of the Florida experience. But our appeals, spoken in the language of science and social responsibility, and just plain common sense, have been no match for powerful polluters who think nothing of using our public waters as their private sewers. The writer Oscar Wilde reminds us that cynicism is the art of seeing life as it is, instead of as it ought to be. But you needn't be a cynic to see that money is the language of Tallahassee, and that an appeal to the wallet resonates more deeply here than an appeal to the heart. Well, we can speak that language too. I believe that Governor Ruben Askew had it right when he declared in 1971 that ecological destruction in Florida is nothing less than economic suicide. What Askew gave voice to is the recognition that no matter how you define the good life here in Florida, a healthy environment is our greatest economic asset. Not only is water the stuff of life, our springs and rivers and lakes and coastal waters define Florida's identity on the world stage. Governor Rick Scott recently declared Florida as the world's top travel destination. But what is the real engine of Florida's tourism economy?
Clean water!
It's not just the sunshine and the theme parks that brings them in, folks. It's the water that pulls them in. 90 million visitors last year, following in the footsteps of Ponce de Leon, drawn by the myth of our magical waters. It is the very idea of Florida as a watery wonderland that is the bedrock of our economy. In your conversations with your friends and your neighbors and your legislators, I encourage you to pose this simple question. What will the value of the Florida brand be when the dirty reality of Florida's waters eclipses our reputation? Talk about a game changer. What do you suppose will happen when our reputation, like our formerly pristine waters, reaches the tipping point and the stench of dead and dying pelicans and manatees and dolphins is exceeded only by the stench of our dying tourism economy? Dear Florida legislature, among the many reasons you should protect our waters, consider this. Water, clean water, is like a good reputation. When you've got it, you don't even think about it. And when you lose it, it's the only thing you think about. Think about that. And, like a marriage on shaky ground, a good reputation can fall apart slowly and then suddenly at the end. If a lie can destroy a reputation, so too can the truth. Just as water is easier to keep clean than to make clean, so too is Florida's reputation for natural abundance and clean water easier to protect than to earn back. And if you think that clean water is expensive, consider the alternative. As Shakespeare writes in Othello, "He that filches from me my good name makes me poor indeed." We must clean up our waters. I know it can be done. We must embrace change, not because we are governed by law, but because we are governed by conscience. And to my fellow Floridians, and especially our business leaders, I say, we need a new era of environmental patriotism here in Florida. We must stop overpumping the aquifer, and we must stop pollution at its source. I believe it is time to ask not what Florida can do for you. It is time to ask what you can do for Florida. We can no longer afford to buy the false dichotomy that would have us choose between a healthy economy and a healthy environment, for the former will surely wither and die without the latter. Our springs and rivers and lakes and coastal waters are world-class treasures, and they deserve world-class protection. I believe there is no issue more important to the future well-being of Florida, and nothing less than the soul of Florida hangs in the balance. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the Springs Eternal Project, thank you for all that you do to make tomorrow a better day in Florida.
Okay, there you have it. There's more short speeches from the Floridians Clean Water Declaration Campaign Rally in Tallahassee, Florida, at the state capitol on Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2014. There was about 175 people there, and I've rarely seen a better collection of short speeches given by environmentalists than I did that day. That went on for 2 hours, and it was riveting and interesting the entire time, which is rather a rare thing when you think about it. Okay, next, what I'd like to do is I want to dedicate a song to people, the people that were affected by Hurricane Katrina and all people in the United States that have been affected by flooding because of climate change. I want to dedicate a song to these people, and this is Tom Petty. The song is Higher Ground from the Wildflowers album, and this is an entirely different take on water.
Myself, and I don't know
That's Tom Petty from the Wildflowers album. That's Higher Ground. You know, every time I hear that song, I think about the victims of Hurricane Katrina. And if they were thinking the same thing that Tom Petty expressed in the lyrics of that song, trying to keep my sense of humor as the water is rising, and thinking that we've got to find higher ground or we may not be nobody no more. There's a lot of people that have experienced that worldwide and in this country over the last few years. Climate refugees, etc. The water's rising, folks. We need to take action on this. I'd like to speak just a little bit before the closing of the program here just about what is happening in the world and what's going to be happening in the next few Spectrum 360 programs. So much is happening in the state of Florida, in the country of the United States, and internationally in the world. Over the weekend, as a lot of people probably know by now, Russia invaded Ukraine. Well, that's interesting. So I wonder how the Ukrainians are going to react. It was interesting to note that during World War II, when Nazi Germany invaded Ukraine, when the Nazi Germans arrived in Ukraine and started going through, they were actually welcomed as liberators because the Ukrainians were so tired of Russia and Joseph Stalin until, of course, the Nazi Germans deployed Einsatzgruppen, which were special SS troops, and started executing the population, peasants, intellectuals, communists, etc. And then the Ukrainians didn't like the Nazi Germans anymore. So I wonder what's going to happen in this current situation. Very interesting. Also, over the weekend, just last night, the Academy Awards, Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave. I've yet to see that. I'm sure it's an excellent film, and I want to see it because it's an important topic, and it did win the Academy Award for Best Picture. Well-deserved, and I think very interesting as well. Also, last week on Thursday, I saw Claire Connor speak. Claire Connor, she is the author of the book Wrapped in the Flag. I'll hold the book up for people that are watching the webcast so you can see what the book looks like. Give me just a moment. For people that are interested, this is what the book looks like. It's Wrapped in the Flag, A Personal History of America's Radical Right. Claire Connor grew up in a family that was involved in starting and perpetuating for many decades the John Birch Society, and she has a lot to say about that, and she's very interesting. I'm happy to announce that she is going to be a guest on this program sometime in the next few weeks. We haven't worked out the exact details of that yet, but she is going to be on this program. That's going to be very exciting. She is an excellent speaker, has a lot to say, and you'll find her fascinating when we get her on the program. Probably as fascinating, or maybe even more fascinating than when I had Robert G. Grodin on this program talking about the new evidence about the Kennedy assassination. So that's going to be very, very interesting. Also next week, on March 11th, which is the Tuesday of next week, in the Naples, Florida area, the Environmental Protection Agency is going to have one of those rare federal agency field hearings on the subject of fracking. Yes, that is fracking for oil and gas in the state of Florida. That's been happening in one form or another, I understand, for the last 30 years and even longer, all the way back into the 30s and 40s. So the EPA hearing will be held in the evening, and I will be there, along with a lot of activists from the Tampa Bay area. So I'll be doing reporting on that. Next week's program is going to be an election special program. Primarily, we're going to have as many candidates as we have on, and information about the election that's going to happen on that same day, March 11th. The Congressional 13, District 13 election will be decided that day, as well as a number of city elections as well. So we'll be doing that. And then also, Claire Connor will be on a future program. So next week, we're going to have an interesting program for you as well. Listen for more Spectrum 360 next week. Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program. That's all, folks.
comedic.
We